Champagne for One by Rex Stout. Copyright 1958 by Rex Stout. This recording of the full-length reading of Champagne for One was published by arrangement with the estate of Rex Stout and was produced in 1996 by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Books on Tape Incorporated. This book is read by Michael Pritchard. Chapter 1. If it hadn't been raining and blowing that raw Tuesday morning in March, I would have been out, walking to the bank to deposit a couple of checks, when Austin Bine phoned me, and he might have tried somebody else. But more likely not. He would probably have rung again later, so I can't blame all this on the weather. As it was, I was there in the office, oiling the typewriter and the two Marley 38s, for which we had permits, from the same can of oil, when the phone rang and I lifted it and spoke. Nero Wolfe's office, Archie Goodwin speaking.
Hello there. This is Bine. Dinky Bine.
There it is in print for you, but it wasn't for me, and I didn't get it. It sounded more like a dying bullfrog than a man. Clear your throat, I suggested, or sneeze or something, and try again.
That wouldn't help. My tubes are all clogged. Tubes. Clogged. Understand? Dinky Bine. B-Y-N-E.
Oh, hello. I won't ask how you are, hearing how you sound. My sympathy.
I need it. I need more than sympathy, too.
It was coming through slightly better.
I need help. Will you do me a hell of a favor?